T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's see. Kennedy?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Producer, or Dan? Why not?
I'm going second.
There you go.
I never get to go second.
Go second.
All right, I'm here. And Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring one topic to the show, and then we discuss it. If you would, please share it with your friends, your family, and leave us a review. I would appreciate that very much. And as always, Kennedy, you're up first.
Well, it's Monday, so you know what that means. This or that.
This or that. Bah, 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 bah.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a this or that. We'll go around real fast. You tell me your thing, and then we'll be done with it.
I love that you have a Monday benchmark now for the after show. It's awesome.
All right, so mashed potatoes or baked potatoes?
Mashed potatoes.
All the potatoes. I want mashed potatoes on top of baked potatoes with tater tops
on
top.
Yes.
I will take either happily, but if I had to choose like my children, it would probably be mashed.
If I had to choose like my children, I too would pick mashed.
Yeah, I would too.
Hogwarts School for Witchcraft and Wizardry or the Xavier School for Exceptional Adults, is it? Exceptional People? Anywho, the X-Men or Harry Potter Land?
Hogwarts.
Definitely Hogwarts.
Of course Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Universal Studios doesn't have a whole park dedicated
as
to
lit. Yeah, yes, right? They do. A, B, and I think it would be fun to be a
mutant. No, it's just Wolverine stomping around being pissed all the time. Nobody wants to be around
in a sick campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a guy that could
and you can go see Hagrid.
At once light your cigarette and put it out.
No, there's always somebody trying to kill you when you're at that school.
Jeez. They're trying to kill Harry, too.
I know,
but
at least
you're not Harry, shit's pretty dope.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen their lunchroom? You seen the lunchroom at the Xavier School? It's just some library with a bunch of books in it where they happen to eat. Forget it. We got
all
floating
right.
candles.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Is it to do or watch?
You get so in your head about this game.
I don't like to just spout off. I like to think for a moment.
These aren't supposed to be things. These are supposed to be from your gut first thing. Mm. This isn't a contemplate
singing
your this or that.
Dancing?
This is just say it. First thing that came to your head.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to say I love to sing.
That's what I thought. Good. Go on.
Singing sober, dancing drunk.
Good you
answer,
can't
Dan.
Get both. Why are you yelling
you
at me?
You said all the potatoes.
But he answered with both.
You
didn't
said
pick.
All the potatoes.
At least I picked. It's called this or that, not this and that.
Hey, Carson, the first one, you didn't do this or that. So easy, killer.
Every time you take a minute, you're like,
stop fucking with my game. It's my game.
What does this all mean? What does it really mean?
All right, here's this one's really going to put you in a tizzy.
Oh, great.
A heater or an air conditioner?
Oh.
Air conditioning all day, every day. But I want it to be 1,000 degrees outside.
I need a heater. I am always cold. My hands and my feet are purple right now.
Mm. Air conditioning. I can't sleep when it's too hot.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat a heater,
like
too.
Heat.
I have to have a heater on all the time. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for playing my game.
All right, nice job, Kennedy. Mm. I was thinking about adding something to the Unfiltered After Show, and I would like to have a discussion about it here because I didn't have anything else to talk about.
Sure.
And I've been thinking about this for a while, actually. I was thinking about us having an actual introduction to the Unfiltered After Show, like getting something produced up, a little written thing, and then also getting some sort of voicey thing that is like one. So whenever you would go to have your topic, you'd say one. And then when I go to do my topic, two.
I'll give you the open, but the rest of that is garbage.
You get an open and a close. I don't know. But
we'll make
it a close.
A two.
Yes,
a three.
I mean, I kind of like that it isn't all produced up, but if you wanted to do one, certainly.
I don't know.
We could have that made. We have people who do
I know we do. And I guess initially it was kind of interesting just starting it you know, whatever.
But I think that's what makes it interesting. Is it right. just? It's just us talking. We're not trying to be anything else.
Right.
We're just talking, and we're in the middle.
Well, but that's all podcasts. So
and no, lots, it's not.
And they all have opens, even if it just starts, you know, a little bit weird or whatever.
Whatever brings you joy, I'll make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. But I've just been thinking about.
Sure,
it.
We can do that.
Yeah,
it's cool. Not hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can't have the numbers thing.
Only if it's the Tootsie Roll guy.
The Tootsie Roll guy? A one.
The owl.
No, I don't want to hear that every day either.
A one.
I'm cool with an intro, but let's leave it at that.
Also, I had another thought about the Unfiltered Show podcast. Should we have guests?
Well.
Because I've had some people kind of reach out. That I think would be an interesting conversation.
See,
but
people have come to you and said, can I be on your podcast?
No. That's not what I'm saying. But I've had people reach out that I've thought would be a good interview for the four of us to do. But I don't know that it's something I would take the chance to put on the air. And that this might be a good place. And if it worked out, we maybe play it on the air. But I feel like sometimes when we do an interview off air and we record it, there's a certain vibe to it that we may not put it on the air. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we're
like
just
it's more like laid back.
It's more laid back. We're not really under the gun. But if we're recording it for the podcast, then I think we're all more engaged. But it's something that it's stepping out of what is normal for us.
I think it's not what we do on the podcast. But I mean, you know, if everybody's down with that, I just think the reason that this has become so fun for everybody is it's just us bullshitting.
Right. Yeah.
We're not trying to get anybody else's thing they're trying to sell
right.
or anybody else's music they're trying to
push. I get that.
Or any of that shit.
But I'm also trying to get more ears on it.
Sure.
And, you know, it like, it's grown a little bit, but it's kind of gotten stagnant. Now, the numbers are the numbers, and it doesn't continue to go up. And so
I feel like maybe if we were interviewing someone, they were in this building.
Yeah, that's like, the only way I'd have people on if they were in person. Because I feel like you have four people in person and one person on the phone. It gets kind of choppy.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, when this starts to happen again, which it looks like it's going to within this calendar year, that we have more people in this building and that people come in and do interviews with us and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, hell yeah, if they can stay after and be a part of the podcast, that would be awesome.
Okay.
I think that would be great. Okay. I think trying to do an interview, though, yeah. I feel like if we're going to do that, let's do it.
Right.
You know.
Like, I was thinking other podcasters because that helps spread the word. Because that's what I've noticed is you'll hear, you know, a famous podcaster show up on another podcast.
An influencer to come on.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, if we're trying to build it and it become bigger than just here and the people that listen to the show and trying to get more ears on it and more eyeballs on it, then trying to get other people that do it, too, is a good way to do that.
I hear you.
You know, I'm just thinking about ways to get it bigger.
You need to take it a case-by-case basis. But and on the flip side of that,
right.
I understand you wanting to get big numbers, but this is for people who listen to our show. This isn't for anybody else.
Right. Right.
They wouldn't get it.
Right.
And I don't want to ever have to change that we have to explain who we are at the beginning.
No, I wouldn't
want to
change
stuff.
That either.
So I feel like that's what makes this so much fun.
No.
It's like the third hour of the Today Show.
Yes, though. and I'm not. Yeah. I don't want us to have to change what we're doing, but I just want more people to come and enjoy it.
I hear you.
And I think, like you said, we do this for the people that listen to the show. That was the impetus of the whole thing. So it's that kind of show. But I think other people would still come in and listen if we found a way to get more eyeballs on it, short of putting up billboards.
I just wish we had cameras in this room.
Me
I
too.
Feel like we would get so much more traction with shit if people just saw us too.
Right.
In this day and age, it's hard to get the same push with only if you're online, you see an audio clip as opposed to you see another clip that's the same length and you
when
can see people's
video.
Face interacting.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had that conversation. So that was, we have a new boss and I know you guys just met with him, Annie and Dan did. Kennedy and I met with him a couple weeks ago. And that was one of the things we brought up in the meeting was video content that we could be doing more. So it's just expensive.
I know it sucks. You know, I didn't realize it was so expensive.
Yeah. I brought this up.
We could throw up
ago.
A phone and Facebook Live it, but that's about it. Yeah, that's about our budget.
So
right
there's a lot. The problem is there's a lot of when you get into the radio station and audio and all these other things, and so in order for it to work without having to hire another person to manage multi-camera content and put stuff up on the ground and all that stuff, it's around $30,000 or $40,000. And that's, you know.
A year or one time?
It would be a one-time deal.
But then you'd have to pay another employee, too. Right?
No,
like
you wouldn't.
Downstairs?
No, you could. No, so there's technology out there now that the camera will change depending on who's talking.
Who's talking.
Yeah. So if I'm right. talking, it goes to me. If you're talking, or if, you know, you can
send. Well, so if you're a person who does this for a living or sells these kind of programs, right. want some kind of sponsorship opportunities, right. let's chat.
Yeah. If you want to spend like $50,000 and advertise on our podcast, we'd love to have you. And then we'll buy cameras and we'll put your logo
right.
in the little window bug 100%. Thing there for a year.
100%.
There you go. I just did a sales deal for it. I'm sure sales is going to love that, by the way. Anyway, all right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
What you got, Annie?
Mine has an audio component to it.
Oh,
so
what?
You're going to have to pull it up.
Okay.
These are like bringing it these days.
Okay. No, I love this.
It's RDP1.
RDP1.
I think that's what I saved it as.
Okay, let me make sure I don't play this on the air because that could be entirely possible. I'm
trying to think what RDP would stand for.
Rob yeah. Drunk Podcast.
See, I was going to say, it's got to be a Rob in there, right?
And he wants to be on the podcast too. No, that clout chaser.
Jeez almighty.
He asks me at least once a week, when can I come on the podcast? I'm like, well, you're not allowed in the building. One, and two, go away.
Rob can be our first guest on the podcast once we can get in the studio. I love that. I love that.
Annie's like, can I have anything?
Right?
I love this. All right. Should I play it?
Okay. So we send voice memos back and forth. Like, you know how at the bottom of a text message bubble, yeah. there's a thing you can hold. Just because texting takes too long, and I just hate it. So I always send my voice, and so does he. And so he kind of was off the booze for a little while, and he went out drinking with his buddies. Went to L Street Tavern last
week. Got Waker wasted.
Oh, my God. So this is him the next morning.
I'll tell you what, Anna. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm really not doing so hot. I don't know. I know it was only 3 weeks, but I think I lost my fastball. Oh, I got cuts on my hand. I don't know what happened. I think I might have taken a stumble on the walk home. Holy tamales. Drinking life, I don't think it's for me anymore. Oh, I want to go back on the sober train.
So he says he thinks he lost his fastball because once you become such a good partier when you're in high school, when you're in college, afterwards, living in Southie, whatever. And then if you stop for a couple weeks, and he's not as young as he once was.
He's only 28.
He's 28. He's 2 years older than me.
A year and a half.
Yeah. Two. He's two. And
that's not how time works.
I want to know if you guys have a specific moment where you feel like you lost your fastball.
Yes.
Yep.
Love this.
My 30th birthday.
Really?
Now, mind you, it was not a bad year. 30 was one of the best years of my life. Yes. But I got so drunk on my 30th year that I said, I'm never doing this again. And God, I've gotten drunk since then. But that was the day that I was sick in the bathroom for almost the entire day. My boyfriend at the time went to get me all the things I love, like chocolate milk, crepes from IHOP. And when he came back home, this is the only remembrance I have, is he gives me this chocolate milk and he goes, this will make you feel better, babe. And I go, I said fat free. I was such a bitch. And I was like, you can't do this anymore.
No.
It's all over but the crying.
You lost your fastball.
What was yours, Dan?
Mine was when recently, a couple years ago, when I started getting in a long-term relationship with Brittany.
Mm.
Because she is not a partier. She doesn't drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started dating, I was going out all the time getting blasted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she was just like, dude, this isn't, we're not vibing.
Right.
On the same, like, I don't like staying out till 2.
I like you, but I don't like that.
So I don't like staying out till 2 and getting blacked out. I was like, well, I kind of love it.
Well, I do. So
so I conceded and stopped partying so much.
Right.
So my tolerance has gone from where it was. So now if I go out and try to drink like I used to, I'm just a mess. happens all the time because once I have a couple, I'm like, I can keep going.
Yeah.
All right. Two words. Boston Calling.
Yes. That's when you really lost your fastball.
I don't know if you lost your fastball. You switched up the game a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. If you end up sitting, you know, crisscross applesauce at a concert where everybody's standing and you're in the crowd facing the wrong way and other people are checking on you going, are you okay, sir? You know that things are like.
Carson, I would pay $1 million just to see you. I want to just be in the field at Boston Calling and turn and see you sitting there.
It was the street team that did it to me also, the Youngs.
Yep, they the Youngs will get you.
Oh, they got me. They're like, Carson, you should try this pen.
And you're like, wee.
Oh, my God, what a mess. What a mess.
What about you? Do you still think you have your fastball because you're 26?
Well, it's funny because last time I went down to St. Augustine, every time I go there, it's like I transform back into who I was in college, and I'm like, fuck, yes, pedal to the metal, all guns blazing. And whenever I get back to the airport, I am in shambles. I am crumbling. I always go to the Chili's at the Jacksonville airport.
Obviously.
And I always sit there and I order a Bud Light and I always cry.
Sorry, because... this is a Chili's?
Man, this is the Chili's.
What is that from?
It's a Vine.
It's a Vine. And the last time I was there, I was like, wow, I really lost my fastball. This is it. But I'm going back soon, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, do you think you have to... the thing of it is you can't just quit and go back.
The
reason that you had a fastball is because you were performing at this level.
I was drinking 5 days a week. Now I drink
so
one.
So if you're going to know you're going back into that environment, then maybe you just should build up a little tolerance on your way up.
So we're going to start 5 days back.
I don't know, maybe.
It's like a workout routine.
I think
so.
That's
such a terrible idea.
I don't hate it, though.
No, 5 days isn't enough. You need a month-long bender before your vacation.
This is
the only way you're not going to be able to perform at the level you want to perform at.
You need to drink more alcohol.
Carson, it's about the fastball.
If you want all your college friends to think you're lame, that's on you.
No peer pressure there at all.
Oh, my God.
All right, producer Dan, what you got?
So this is not alcohol related, but I am on the struggle bus this morning.
Yes.
I got, I think, 60 minutes of sleep last night total. And I think I slept so much over the weekend, I just couldn't sleep last night. And I was just in bed watching the clock. And I was like, fuck, it's 3 a.m.
Nope.
Fuck. And then I finally fell asleep, and I think I got an hour. And I was just driving in this morning like, this is going to suck so fucking much today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kind of got it together as the show went on, but the first couple hours I was like in a haze and mispronouncing words that are very, very easy to pronounce.
It's like you're hallucinating when you don't sleep.
No, seriously. It's like being drunk. It's being impaired, literally. You shouldn't drive when you're, you know what I mean?
Right.
When you have so many days of insomnia in a row, it's really, really bad.
So I was driving in, I was like, man, it's going to suck. And it was a tough morning. So I was wondering when you guys have had a morning, and it could be alcohol or drug related, but just when you're here and you're like, this is going to be so difficult
today.
Get through.
Today, because I went to the Red Sox game last night, and I thought we were going to get out of there and get back home pretty quickly, and then we got stuck on the train, so it took an extra hour and a half for us to get home.
You probably couldn't sleep very well last night either,
and
all
so,
hopped up like that.
And I had slept late yesterday, and so I was, so that... And then just all of the stuff from being on the train, all of the things that were in my head.
You play every scenario in your head, I'm sure.
And then also,
it was a bit of trauma. I mean, it's small, but trauma nonetheless.
And then when I got home, Lana was like, I can't believe you got on public transportation.
Because of COVID.
Like that, there's that, too. She's like, you know, so there was all of that stuff. And then all the stuff with the house. And then my son's got he's got some things going on. Lana's got some things going on. My mother-in-law and her surgery. And I swear I just sat there last night, same exact thing. I swear to you, I tried to count backwards last night to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, 100 bottles of beer on the wall. 100 bottles of beer. I did that and I got down to about 80 and then I lost count. And then I was like, why can't I keep count? What is wrong with me? And you start, like, your mind just goes in all these other places. And then, Barrett, you've been playing too much Fortnite. I'm going to have to crack down on that. Why am I thinking about Fortnite at midnight? I have no idea.
That's what your mind does.
Yeah.
We're not very good at calming our minds.
I don't even know.
I
got in the shower this morning, and I don't remember getting out of the bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just know I was in the shower. I was like, oh, I guess I got to go to work.
The mornings when you, I'll pull into the parking spot here, and I'm like, well, how did I get here? I don't even remember driving. It's you're just on autopilot.
I've taken power naps in the parking lot upstairs. I don't have to be in for 10 more minutes, and I roll my.
Yep.
You ever drive into work without the radio on?
Yes.
I do it once in a while.
Never.
The radio's always on, but I know I'm really tired in the morning if I'm not singing. Like, I'll notice that my mouth has been closed since I left Quincy, and I'm like, oh.
Turn the radio off and drive into work one time. You want to talk about weird?
Ugh. No, I don't need that. I have a friend that does that, and every time I get in the car, I'm like, too quiet.
Yeah. Yep.
I do it once in a while just because it's nice to not, you know.
Hear.
Yeah, and just to, like, kind of hear what your car sounds like and hear what the road sounds like.
No, I usually have to turn the radio up so I don't hear what my car sounds like.
That noise is new.
It's like, let's just turn that up and suddenly it's fixed.
All right, well, thank you for listening.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.